It is 73 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We are under a heat advisory once again in Middle Tennessee, with heat index values expected to be as high as 104 today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A group of Nashville lawyers is looking to protect voter access to the polls this November. The attorneys have formed an organization called Guardians of Democracy. It is seeking volunteers who can be present at polls on Election Day to offer support to voters. All volunteers will have to undergo a 30-minute online training. While Guardians of Democracy is nonpartisan, it has received support from Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's Political Action Committee. The move comes as concerns mount that President Trump could send federal agents to polling places during the midterms. Nashville's already at odds with the federal government over the upcoming elections. Last month, Metro sued the White House over federal guidelines that directed localities to put in place certain election security measures. That's what the White House called them. If states and cities refuse, the federal government says it will withhold already allocated grants. The new federal policies include mandated changes to electronic systems, a new audit of paper ballots, and implementing a controversial system used to aggregate personal voter data. Well, across Tennessee and the surrounding region, developers are proposing and building major data centers. The rapid pace of these projects, along with their impacts on the region's electric grid, environment, and communities, are prompting concerns. On our show, This is Nashville, Stephen Smith, executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, explained why his group is calling for an 18-month moratorium on new large data centers in Tennessee and other states in the Southeast.
Now, what we've seen is massive gas build-out, which has the potential to impact local customers, driving pollution that is exacerbating the climate crisis. And the utilities, who also had targets, have abandoned those targets on reduced air pollution and fossil fuels and adding the greenhouse gases.
Over the last month, the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom and its seven member stations produced a six-part series all about data centers. And you can find those stories at lpm.org/datacenters. An 8-year-old black student is leaving a Hendersonville private school after his parents refused a school order to cut his shoulder-length dreadlocks. WKRN reports the conflict at Hendersonville Christian Academy highlights a growing debate on how school grooming policies impact black students. Marqua Lytle has worn locks since he was a toddler, but his hairstyle only became an issue this year. The school director told Lytle's parents the policies are more strictly enforced at the upper school level. His father's worried how the policy will affect other black students because his son was one of the few kids of color at the school. The family used a voucher from the Education Savings Account, one of the state's voucher programs, for his tuition. Some local lawmakers say the policy raises legal concerns. The Sumner County branch of the NAACP is now investigating the school's dress code policies. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.